Sandy has upended transportation around our region with transit hobbled, gas in short supply, and roads clogged. WNYC's Alex Goldmark reports that cycling is way up.
On Friday afternoon, Liz Newman and her daughter were unlocking their bikes in the meatpacking district. Their bike baskets were full of supplies.
Dry ice from Con Edison, Union Square, and chicken from my neighbor whose dog needs a snack.
Newman says she and her daughter Annabelle normally stick to taking the subway or walking.
Yes, I'm biking more than usual. Even more important, my daughter, 16, who's not crazy about biking, discovered it's the only way out, and therefore I had to go buy a bike lock for her.
Cycling has been on an upward trend in New York City, with the number of people commuting by bike doubling over the last 4 years. But it's still been a relatively small slice of the population. After Sandy, the Department of Transportation counted 30,000 people a day riding across the East River bridges. That's more than double the pre-Sandy level. And bike advocates are seizing the moment.
We got free maps, free parking. All right.
Bike commuter comfort stations were set up around town by the group Transportation Alternatives. They offer coffee, donuts, and tire pumping to anyone who rides up. Volunteer Andalusia Knoll was staffing the Midtown bike parking station. She said all kinds of new riders stopped by.
We've even had, you know, police officers working here in the Times Square saying that they rode their bikes in because they couldn't get in from Brooklyn, but luckily they were able to leave their bikes at the precinct, so they didn't need to use our valet.
Bike shops around the city reported brisk sales, even without power. Aaron Stewart is a salesman at Bicycle Habitat in Soho. He said every employee showed up to work.
So we managed to manually get the shutters open. We were doing maintenance yesterday on the sidewalk. It's getting a little cold and rainy. And we can't find some things since it's dark.
But there was a steady stream of customers, a good amount of business for a regular November day. And he said the Brooklyn branch, with power, was seeing record sales. Still, not every cyclist was happy.
I'm a messenger, and that's what I do. It's just more obstacles to get around, like, you know, people that never bought their bike out before. So I got to go around them, and, you know, they're like, wait, and I'm like, no, or whatever.
I caught up to Philip Haas riding a squeaky red bike that clearly didn't see much use going down an empty Varick Street.
Can I ask you a question while we ride?
Sure.
Do you ride often, or is this a special scenario? I see you got a flashlight there in your basket.
This is a special scenario, only for Sandy. I live in Tribeca, and I biked up to get some cash on 35th Street. Now I'm biking home with cash in my pocket.
He says it was a pleasant ride, so we might try it more often.
It's encouraging.
And we ended our conversation right in front of the radio station. For WNYC, I'm Alex Goldmark. On a bike. Oh, for the love of all the bike rack is full.